don't.
We do apologize. We have been having some technical difficulty. We don't know what's going on with the internet, but it's in and out. We will do our best to get it straightened up today.
I wonder if it's just our internet signal.
I think it is our internet due to all the rain.
Or it could be Facebook as well.
Yeah.
Sometimes Facebook.
We don't know what's
freezing.
Going on, guys and gals, but we'll do our best to get it figured out and get it fixed.
We need to pray that the Lord remove any hindrances from the airwaves so we can go forth.
Right.
Yeah. We want to pray for Denise Carnahan. She's been taking care of her husband who's going through chemo, and she has food poisoning.
I was sitting here whispering into the microphone. I thought we were on break still.
No. We go to break after we pray.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, let's go into prayer. Lord, we thank you again for this day, this opportunity to bring these prayer requests to you, Lord. We pray for Denise Carnahan, who's been taking care of her husband, and who currently has food poisoning. Lord, we pray that you heal her body. And make her whole, give her peace and health, Lord. Lord, we pray for my female friend that is currently struggling with alcohol, that, Lord, you touch her heart in a supernatural way. Bring her to the end of herself. Let her know that the condemnation is not from you, that there is freedom, Lord, in you. Lord, I pray for my friend that I took to TC last week. Lord, I pray that you continue to do a work in his heart, that he stays the course, that you humble him, and that you give him a peace, knowing that him and his sons are going to be reunited once he finds that freedom and he fully surrenders to you, Lord, that there is life after the bottle. And, Lord, we thank you. Lord, I thank you for my life. I thank you for everybody that's hearing this message. The personal journey that I've been on and the heartache and the bridges that I've burned and the things that I've messed up, Lord, that you're able to use it for your glory and the things that you've restored in my life, Lord. I give you all the honor and the praise, Lord, for all of it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Crosscut Creations by Pastor Joe Thompson. If you would like some custom designs in wood, you can contact Pastor Joe at 580-243-8635. And Joshua's Crossing Ministries is located right here at the Promise Center in Elk City.
The Refuge Church is now located at New Liberty at 18304 East 1140 Road in Sarah, Oklahoma. Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. When you are confronted with difficult situations, it's not the reply of the tongue that matters. It's the response of the heart. That is where the real you lives. If you use words to deal with life, they will only be as valuable as the words. If you put your heart into it, the value is multiplied. Always be ready to provide an answer, and if necessary, words.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction Realty. Our family has used them for 2 estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, cataloged items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
You know you need to get your oil changed, but you keep putting it off because your day is already too busy, and you don't want another interruption. We want to do something about that. Barber Dyson Ford will come get your vehicle, service it, and bring it back to you. At work, at home, anywhere. You don't even have to think about it. Just keep doing what you're doing and we'll take care of the rest. No interruptions. Barber Dyson Ford Elk City, only at barberdysonford.net. Let us make your life a little bit easier.
This is Pastor Chasten Music with Gateway Church here in Elk City. Our address is 4227 West 3rd Street, just a mile and a half past Tractor Supply. Reach us by phone, 580-225-4646. Encourage you to come and join us just as you are for any of our service times. Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. worship, Sunday evenings at 6 p.m., or Wednesday nights at 6:30 with Bible engagement. We are a church that loves people and loves God. Gateway Church, we are stronger together.
We are back. You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning. Our guest for today is Travis M. Bowden. His title for this morning is There Is No Honor Without Respect.
Correctamundo.
So I want to share something with you.
Fire away.
Because you've been in here a little bit and you've heard me talk about my bonus daughters uh-huh. and my little grandson that right. I had guardianship of.
Right.
So I surrendered. After my husband passed away in 13, mm-hmm. we had been clean 7 years. After he died, I went back to the old ways. Mm-hmm. Because, to be honest, I didn't want to feel what I was feeling. I mm-hmm. lost. I mean, it felt like my whole world just crumbled.
Right.
You know?
Yep.
And then my daughter passed away, and I went even deeper. I didn't just fall off my rocker. I picked it up, and I slammed it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
And so when I surrendered my relapse and everything to the Lord and I began to come here, mm-hmm. never, ever did I imagine that the Lord would use that to bring my two bonus daughters to Him.
Right.
But that's exactly what He did, Travis. They had seen me on here and seen what Jesus did in me
right.
and through me, and they wanted some.
Praise God.
And when Kaylin reached out and said, I want what you got, I'm thinking, what? What do I got that you want?
It's Jesus.
And she said, you're not angry no more. Mm-hmm. You're not angry no more, and I want that. I don't want to be angry no more. I want what you have. And that opened a door for me to tell her about the treasure she has in heaven.
Right.
And Jesus is the key to open it. And she went to Muskogee, mm-hmm. to Freedom House, Freedom I believe. House.
Uh-huh.
She only stayed 3 months. I told her it was hardcore.
It is.
I told her.
It is not for the faint of heart.
I straight up told her. I said, now it's hardcore, but I believe that you will get some spiritual healing that you need there.
Yes.
And she went. She lasted 3 months. She called me. Now, when she called me, I almost didn't go.
Right.
I almost didn't go when she called and said she left and was sitting there. And the Lord, because I was at work, and the Lord said, and I just stopped because I was mad.
Uh-huh.
And I just stopped. And I'm like, Lord, I don't know what to do right now. I just don't know what to do right now. And that still small voice said, if you don't go get her,
someone else will.
Someone will. Yep. And then where will you be? And where will she be? Yeah. I dropped everything. I dropped the mop bucket. I dropped everything and I split. And I went to go get her. And then she found another rehab. She's now been clean 2 years, and she got remarried. She's got a good job at Johnson Controls in Norman.
Good.
And she's got an apartment, a two-bedroom, and she just got her son back in July.
So she's doing several of these call to actions that I'm about to go over.
It's fantastic. It's just been awesome, you know. Yep. And then I seen my other bonus daughter at her oldest child's graduation.
Right.
She's clean.
Mm-hmm.
Her husband is clean. The whole family has been reunited, the mother, the father, and the children. And they all have surrendered to Jesus.
Amen. That's awesome. That's a praise report right there.
I still get teary-eyed because, you know, I messed up. I didn't handle things the way I should have. Right. But in surrendering that to God and giving Jesus lordship,
right,
he was able to come in and do what he wanted to do.
Right.
But I had to keep myself out of it.
Right.
You know, when I got mad and didn't want to, I had to surrender my want to and ask him to help my want to because I didn't want to.
Right. Well, I think it's fantastic that God does what he does the way he does it. Mm-hmm. People ask me, and I've had to answer this question before going through counseling and doing self-reflection, and they say, if there's one point or one trigger that you would change or one decision that you would make different, and looking back on it, none of it. Mm-mm. My testimony would be powerless if I had fixed it myself. I wouldn't have a testimony. I wouldn't be able to give honor to the Creator that pulled me out of it, because the truth be told, I didn't have what it took. Mm-mm. I was too weak, and I'm laying myself bare here in front of God and everybody on Facebook and on the internet. I wasn't strong enough to beat the demon of alcohol, the chains of addiction on my own. I had wrecked a marriage, multiple jobs, and I was no longer a father to the most wonderful eight-year-old little girl because I was a mess, and I didn't have the strength to overcome it. And every train wreck that I caused, and I feel terrible about the people that I hurt, but God has restored those relationships too. Like, he will turn every mess up that you have, every train wreck, every bridge you burn, he can change it to his glory. Mm-hmm. And he uses my heartache and the track and the path that I've been on to reach the lost. Mm-hmm. Because when I go to these oil field functions and people ask me to pray for them, you know, there's people that work for major oil companies downtown and in Tulsa that reach out to me for prayer and stuff. Like, my testimony and the words that I say resonate with them because they realize that I'm not just some pious guy that walks on water that's lived in an immaculate life and that now God's blessing. No, I've been through the fire and on death's doorstep. I mean, I've almost died because of the actions and the things that I was putting my body through. And it's all Jesus. Like I said at the beginning of this, it starts with Jesus. It's about Jesus. It's always been about Jesus, and it will always be about Jesus. And it's his name that we need to bring honor to. And so all of the mess that I've made, God has used that and restored my life. And now I get a chance to go after the lost and be a disciple that he's called me to be. And like I said, if we walked on water and we never made a mistake, our messages wouldn't resonate with the people that are out there in the streets that are facing addiction. They'd be like, well, what does this guy know about my life? He's never drank a drop of alcohol in his life. He's never been through a divorce. He's never been strung out on drugs. He hasn't been this. He hasn't been that. God's using our testimony. The mistakes that you've made, he's turning around for his glory. And look at where you're at now. Look at where your bonus daughter is now and her walk. She would have never called you and said, I want what you got, had it not been for the situation and the pain that you've been through. So I'm going to finish up. We've got, about 5 or 10 minutes left. The call to action. Like I said in the beginning, having all this book knowledge and having a great sermon without applying it to your life, you know, it's powerless. You got to actually apply these principles in your life. So the first call to action is honor and respect the Lord in all that you do. It's about bringing honor to the name of Jesus. Do this by your actions, by your words, by your thoughts, because God knows your thoughts too. Yeah. So honor and respect the Lord in all you do. That's call to action number one. Call to action number two, honor your spouse. Here's another verse we need to write down. I didn't have it earlier. 1 Peter 3:7 says, husbands, likewise, dwell with them with understanding, given honor to your wife. Though she the weaker vessel, she is bringing an heir together in this grace of life, that your prayers may not be hindered. So honor your spouse. So men, honor your wives. Wives, honor your husbands. You guys together, pray together, read the word together, make decisions based on Jesus together, and then that in turn, like, because if you got your life with God right and you're honoring God in all you do, you can't honor God and then treat your wife like crap or your husband. So get your life right with Jesus today and then start treating your wife or your husband like you're equal in the relationship and like it's God's gift to you because they are God's gift to you. Like I prayed the other day that God teach me how to love this woman as if she's a gift from you because she is. I've never prayed that prayer before. I mean, that's going down a different path. So treat your spouse with the same honor that you would treat Jesus. Call to action number three, respect and honor your parents. Honor your father and your mother that your days may be prolonged in the land that the Lord your God gives you. The fifth commandment. Honor your parents. If your parents were terrible and they disowned you and they have nothing to do with you, or they're still lost and they are bad influences on you, or they bring out the worst in you and the worst in your family. I'm not saying kumbaya it up at a family reunion and bring that toxicity into your family, but forgive them. Pray for them from a distance. Mm-hmm. Honor your mother and father from a distance by praying for them and praying that God works in their lives. That's about the most honorable Christ Bible-based application that you can do. Respect and honor your parents, whether you have a relationship with them or not. And if you don't, pray for them. Call to action number four. Honor those in authority over you. Romans 13, 1 through 6 says, let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. Therefore, whoever resists authority resists the ordinance of God. Whether there's a left-wing liberal in the office of the presidency or whether it's a white, right-wing, whatever. At the end of the day, we need to honor that position of presidency. And if we don't agree with the policies that he's putting in place, he's in place for a reason. Pray for the presidency, whether you like him or not. Pray for that office. Honor that position in every position of authority the way David honored the position of Saul and didn't kill him in that cave. Use that as an example to set for your children that you're going to honor authority. You know, don't badmouth and flip off the cops and you're the officials that are elected. They're elected for a reason. Even if everybody in your town doesn't agree with you and you're the outcast and everybody's going liberal or whatever. I'm trying to keep my political leanings out of this sermon, but I think everybody knows by now where I lean. But anyway, honor the position. And if you don't agree with it, pray about it and pray for that position and the person that's in that position. That's biblical. And then last, honor your children. Honor your children. And by honor your children and respect your children does not mean spare the rod. It does not mean be their buddy. I feel like I have a wonderful relationship with my daughter that she can come to me with anything. And I always ask her, what will I always do? And she said, believe in me. I said, yeah, I believe in you. Why? Because you do what? I'll always tell you the truth. Like, she knows that. We've rehearsed that. That's ingrained in her. I respect my daughter by being an example that she should follow, by being a godly Christian father that has rules and boundaries, and there are also repercussions for your actions. I hold her accountable. And you don't have to be your kid's best friend, but be somebody that they can trust. By if you're doing your thing right and you're honoring your creator and then you're honoring your spouse, you're setting an example that child's going to watch and start to emulate. Uh-huh. And then that will start to bring about a better version of them for their kids, for the kids in their class. And, you know, it'll just train a child up in the way they should go and it will not depart from them. I mean, all of this is biblical. Yeah, I do the seven army values because it provides a construct and seven sermon steps, and we've outlined those and we've got a plan to go through them. But at the end of the day, the seven army values are my experience in the army and their character qualities that are honorable that we should live out, but they're all based in the word. You see how the seven army values, without Jesus's word in the Bible, we wouldn't have the moral fabric to even come up with these seven ideas. And so it was always about Jesus. It's about Jesus now, and it always will be about Jesus. And that's all I've got.
Amen.
It fits in well in here because it's Holy Spirit boot camp.
Yeah.
Amen. Well, every time that we've done this, I get more and more comfortable because I realize it's not about me. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter whether I spend 2 hours praying and writing this sermon out or whether I spend 2 weeks. At the end of the day, the Holy Spirit, it's His sermon. And what does He want me to teach on? And He's using my experience and my past, and it's bringing glory to Jesus. And that's what it's all about. So I appreciate the opportunity to come in here. And like I said, I might not be behind a pulpit every Sunday, but whatever my ministry looks like, just the fact that I get an opportunity to share Jesus and what He's done in my life is fantastic. So
amen.
Thank you, ladies.
You know, whenever I came back to Christ a while back, and the situation with the angel come up, my grandson, I prayed about it because I didn't. And at one point, I sent him away. The Lord told me he just needs a safe place. Mm-hmm. Until I'm done working on his mama.
Yep.
That's what the Lord told me. I just need you to be a safe place for him for right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then the enemy came and attacked. And I got convinced that I wasn't enough. Mm-hmm. My house wasn't good enough. I wasn't good enough. I just became absolutely convinced that I wasn't enough and that what I had to offer him was not enough. And so I sent him back to hell. And then I began to pray, and his dad in prison, while in prison, contacted me and helped me get him back before it was too late.
Right.
And the Lord just told me people need a safe place. People just need a safe place. I'm so glad that the Lord straightened out that, because I was absolutely convinced that I wasn't enough. Mm-hmm. I wasn't enough to be a safe place for that baby.
Right.
And that was a lie from the pit of hell. I don't have a fancy house. I don't have a lot of money. But I loved him. I love him. And I love the Lord.
Right.
And I taught him how to pray. I took him to church and taught him who loves you more than anybody on the earth ever will and ever can. Jesus. And that's what I've ingrained in him. And then for this place, when Neva asked me, when Neva gave me the opportunity, y'all, I haven't been here very long. I've only been here, what, 5-6 years? And in that time, I've been committed. Mm-hmm. And I'm stubborn. It's taken a while. It's taken a while for me to get my obedience in line. You know, and mm-hmm. I surrendered this and I said, Lord, what do you want to do here? Neva has given me the opportunity to take this over.
Mm-hmm.
What do you hear? Here, Lord.
Yep.
What do you want to do with our power here? He said, open the door. Let it be a safe place for other people, just like it's been a safe place for you. So I hope that we are, and I hope that we continue to be, a safe place for people to come,
right,
and grow and testify of the glory of God in their life. And then help people by bringing teachings, mm-hmm, and having a heart for the Lord. People need a safe place. Can we be that safe place? Can you be that safe place?
Right. this has been a safe place for me. It's given me the opportunity to get comfortable in the role that God is calling me into, and it's been fantastic. It's been a blessing. There's a lot of people that listen to this program and watch these that have reached out to me through Facebook that I had no idea.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Right on.
So it's reaching people in Oklahoma City because I'll post it to my Facebook. And I got this Rig Picks page that I started. I took over the reins from a previous Rig Picks guy that reached out to me, and it wouldn't let me switch the account over, so I started a new one from scratch. And we're at 16,000 members, I think. And now, and you know, there's Facebook, for all of its faults, it is a platform that you can leverage to get the word out to reach a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Satan uses the airwaves for a lot of evil, but we can in turn do our part to use it to reach a lot of lost. So,
amen. Well, we sure appreciate you, brother.
Mm-hmm. Next up will be selfless service.
Okay.
That is the next Army value and the next sermon that I'll be.
Okay. And I'll send you October and November's calendar. Oh, wow, already.
I know.
Yeah, we're already a third of the way through September.
Yeah. I'll send you the calendars as soon as I get them, brother.
Okay, thank you.
You have been tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, y'all. And you already know I'm going to say it again. This is the most powerful hour of my day. From myself, Monica Lovell, from the beautiful Tina Dobbs, and from our awesome brother in Christ, Travis and Bowden. Y'all have a blessed day, and we will see you next time.
Thanks, y'all.
This is Pastor Chasten Music with Gateway Church here in Elk City. Our address is 4227 West 3rd Street, just a mile and a half past Tractor Supply.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere. Let us pray.